driving in this morning, and Cowboy Pink Williams wants to be county treasurer.
Oh, yeah.
Seems that once these birds get in, they like it.
He just snuck in the time he got in, you know, just for, well, that cowboy, that cowboy deal's the one got him in, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, because that other fellow had been in there for years and years, you know.
Yeah, it interests me how these politicians all become just good folks when it's voting time.
Talking about listening to news, if you'd been listening a day or two back, you'd have heard something about Custer County. We had a couple fellows down here in the AAA office that kind of got slipped up on. Well, in a way, I guess they didn't do nothing wrong. They done a little outside work and took a little commission on selling some cotton land.
Yeah.
You heard about that.
This guy, Billy Joe Estes. He had quite an operation going there. Evidently, he...
There might be several of them lose their jobs.
Yeah.
Some of them thinks it's from a ground up. And there's some fellow working at under the governor that he pointed when he first went in there, Red somebody, I think they called him, and he's already resigned. And they figure maybe, by golly, there's several of them got their fingers in it.
Well, I don't know. I think these boys should get more time in the state prison if they're guilty of such things, and the little fellow who goes in and steals $20 from a storekeeper, because this is my money and your money and old people's money and young people's money.
Well, by law, they didn't do nothing wrong, far as law is concerned. But it's the idea of it. Now, well, just for instance, you're working over there for the college. Well, if you do a little something on the side, and somebody decided maybe it wasn't wrong, it would reflect on you and the college.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened down here. Mm-hmm. Really, as far as going out here and stealing or breaking the law, they followed the law, but they had to twist it around a little bit to do it, you mm-hmm. see. In other words, them cotton allotments, they was allowed to, like out here where they put this dam, that's what it was. If I lived out there and they come took my farm and I had a 50 acre cotton allotment, now I could take that cotton allotment and go somewhere else and buy me a farm and put that cotton allotment on it.
Mm.
And then I could turn around and sell that farm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these old boys took these cotton allotments and they tied in with some fellas in Mexico and Texas on them new irrigation projects. Some of that land they opened up where it didn't have no cotton allotment at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they bought, say, 100 acres of land out there from this here company, and they put the cotton allotment on it, and then the company turned around and bought the land, you see, which had the...
Uh-huh.
And that's the way that was lawful.
So they were just selling their license.
Yeah, they're just selling their rights there, you see. And Dill and this other fella just made the contact and got a commission. See, really, far as law is concerned, that was lawful. But it's principle of
things. It's unethical.
Yeah,
still it's lawful.
So that's the
That's the fault of the laws then, I guess.
And they turn around and give the money back some time back, but the FBI got in there and just now catching up with them. That happened 3 or 4 months ago.
Hmm.
And they already returned the money. They decided maybe it wasn't a thing to do. One of them got $3,000 and the other got $4,000.
Gee, that's not bad.
Almost $8,000.
I bet that hurt for them to give up that money.
And they said that they paid income tax on it and then turned it back, you see.
Well, I'll be darned.
So,
shoot, I'd think those men shouldn't lose their jobs then.
So I don't know what...
Unless there's more of that they're...
Yeah, they probably weigh on that too, you know. So, it's just one of them things.
Hmm.
I know them both good. Personally, they're good friends.
What did they do with all horse thieves out here in the early days?
Well, they tried to put them in the pen. I had a cousin that put in. He needed to be, though. He turned state evidence and didn't have to serve too long. Went to Arkansas, and his folks here moved to Arkansas and met him down there.